Greg London, and I play Edna Turnblad.
Are you in drag the whole time?
Yes.
Okay, and so what's the premise of you being in drag? Are you hiding out from somebody? Or
no, in the original John Waters film in the 80s with Divine, you know, John Waters often featured his good friend Divine, who is an original Baltimore native like John, and his team of actors. And so he had done so many movies featuring Divine. This was the most, I think Hairspray was the most mainstream film that he did. But Divine was in the film and played the mother. And there was no question about what it was. It was a mother, not a drag queen role. So we never alluded to it being a man. Unlike in the musical, we have a couple of times where we do, for comics, comedy's sake, allude to it being a man. But the basis in why Edna is always played by a man, people ask me that a lot, is because in the original John Waters film, it was played by Divine.
First of all, for people that have seen the John Waters movie, how close, Greg, is this to the movie?
Well, the story is the same, basically the same. It's about a girl, Tracy Turnblad, who is an overweight girl who doesn't see herself in any way as an outsider in society. She actually is way ahead of her time. She doesn't see race as an issue. She doesn't see her size as an issue. She doesn't see any problem with people being allowed to be the same. You know, so her bright-eyed view of the world is the basis for the original story and the basis for the musical. So it's really pretty close to the same.
And this, you know, this is a lot of fun, but this does actually tackle some of these issues, segregation, prejudice, being on the outside, inclusion, things like that.
Absolutely. I think it does that beautifully. If you can make someone aware of something very significant and serious as it can be in the show and make them laugh at the same time and sing about it, I feel like you've tackled a lot of things. You know, often we get hit over the head with messages and people have a reaction and say, oh, well, that was just way too much for me. I'm worn out by it. But this, you feel the message, but you also feel enlightened and lifted and happy in the end of it, you know, and hopeful, really. I think it's so much fun. You can't help but tap your foot and wish things were really that way.
And you've tackled this role on national tours before. What do you like about this role?
Yeah, I've done it two times on the national tour, and I think I'm approaching my 500th performance of Edna. Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot. I love it because I really think that while Tracy is the drive of the play, Edna is the heart of the play, because really Edna is one of the people Tracy ends up saving in the show. You know, she's become a recluse and doesn't leave her house, and she only wants to iron and fold people's laundry when she dreamed once of being a designer herself. And she's saved by that. But it's also her love for Tracy and her family that push the story forward. So I love that.
Yeah. This is your first time at Mill Mountain. What do you think?
First time at Mill Mountain, I think it's pretty phenomenal, the whole area. I was very surprised. You know, I'd been on tour, oddly. Roanoke is an in-between place for a lot of tours, and I've stayed at the Hotel Roanoke several times, a very glamorous stopover place, but it seems like anywhere we're going from the northeast to the south, Roanoke is the perfect place to stop in between. And so I've been several times. I've even eaten at Thelma's Chicken and Waffles.
But you've never played here.
Never played here. Uh-huh. No, and I think it's fantastic. This facility is great. The people are really doing the right kind of work. You know, they're focused on really quality product here. You know, they want the shows to be great, and they're doing whatever it takes to make those shows great. I think it's a fantastic organization.
Yeah, so you've been in some pretty heavyweight plays, Greg, on the road. West Side Story, Streetcar Named Desire, The Fantastics, which ran forever off Broadway, some Shakespeare. What drives you?
As I get older, I want to take roles that mean something to me. You know, sometimes you just have to take a role no matter what it is. But I've been lucky enough to play some great kings who are fantastically complex in Shakespeare, and some very soulful characters. One of my favorite characters was in a play called The Drawer Boy, where I played a man who had brain damage. And, you know, that struggling to remember his past and the question of what's real and what's not real. I loved that, you know, it's a story with real heart and depth, you know, and those kind of things drive me. And I'd like to do more and more things that that I like. You know, I like Tennessee Williams, I like Shakespeare, I like good musicals across the board.
Does Edna sing?
Edna does sing. In kind of a, it's not really my voice. Even my voice teacher, she gets really upset when I go back and I have done this kind of Ethel Merman loud placement in my voice for so long, I forget how to sing like a man. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and I love playing Edna, but, you know, I want to do some other things as well, obviously.
Last question for people who are maybe on the fence or don't know much about Hairspray, Greg, what would be a good reason for them to come to the show?
Well, I would say first, don't base it on your experience with any of the movies, because it's really not like the movies. You know, to get to experience live theater is a very different thing. You know, people are there in front of you and working really hard. The dancing is so fantastic, and the colors and the lights and the sound. And aside from the great story, which I think people will love, I think it's a really, really good production. So you should get out and see live theater and support live theater locally, especially.